你好 ，Welcome to ChineseTrack.com, your progressive Mandarin course.
Hello there, I'm Adam.
大家好，我是 Karen。让我们来学习第八十八课。
Today's lesson builds upon lesson 27 of our course and continues a dialogue we started in our last lesson. A woman was telling a man that her friend was coming to town and needed a hotel room. Let's listen to the rest of the conversation, then break it down for you.
让我们先听一次今天的对话。
他这次要待多久？
就几天。
告诉他不要忘了带护照和信用卡，他们不收现金。
让我们再重复一遍今天的对话。
他这次要待多久？就几天。告诉他不要忘了带护照和信用卡。他们不收现金。
让我们来翻译今天的对话。
Let's begin with the first line.
他这次要待多久？
So there is a new word here.
待。第一声。
And that's the verb to stay.So that gives us, he wants to stay
多久?
Do you remember what that means? We saw this question in lesson 20 asking how long?
他这次要待多久?
So he's literally asking, he, this time, want stay how long? Or,How long will he stay this time?
他这次要待多久?
To which the woman replies,
就几天。
We saw the
就
particle recently in lesson 83, meaning only. That's followed by
几天。
This is an interesting construction.Normally,
几
is a question word asking how many. So this could be a question asking how many days. However, in this case, it's not a question, it's an answer. So in this case,
几
changes from meaning how many to meaning some or a few.
就几天
So in this context, she's actually sayingOnly a few days.
就几天。
Compare the difference in tones between the
久
in
多久
and the
就
in
就几天。
Using the wrong tone can give the wrong meaning. Back to our dialogue. The man then offers some advice.
告诉他不要忘了带护照和信用卡。
We saw the verb
告诉
a couple of lessons ago. Do you remember what it means? It's the verb to tell. So that gives us tell him, followed by
不要忘了。
There's a new word in there.
忘,第四声。
And that's the verb to forget. Now,
不要
on its own means don't want. But when combined with another verb, like we have here, the meaning changes to don't, followed by the verb. So in this case, that gives us don't forget.
告诉他不要忘了带护照和信用卡。
We then have another new verb,
带,
which uses a fourth tone, and that means to carry or to bring. So you can see another difference in tones between the
待
we saw earlier meaning to stay and the
待
that we have here.
告诉他不要忘了带护照和信用卡。
Tell him, don't forget to bring
护照和信用卡。
So hopefully you remember that from lesson 27, passport and credit card.
护照和信用卡。
So together that gives us, tell him not to forget to bring his passport and credit card.
告诉他不要忘了带护照和信用卡。
He then adds,
他们不收现金。
So there are a couple of more new words in there. First, the verb to receive.
收第一声
followed by the word for cash.
现金第四声和第一声
So together, that gives us they don't accept cash.
他们不收现金。让我们再重复一遍今天的对话。 他这次要待多久? 就几天? 告诉他不要忘了带护照和信用卡。 他们不收现金。
And let's listen to the entire dialogue, including our last lesson, together.
我的朋友下个星期要到这个城市来，你能帮我给他在旅馆订一个房间吗？
没问题，这附近就有一家新旅馆，我听说很便宜。他这次要待多久？
就几天。
告诉他不要忘了带护照和信用卡，他们不收现金。
Thanks for listening to this lesson. For transcripts, review activities, and more, sign up for an account at ChineseTrack.com. 再见!